I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. So glad you've joined me today. You know, we've been going through the book of Ephesians and looking at words and phrases, and what a blessed and powerful message there is throughout this letter that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. You know, today I was looking at chapter 2, verse 14, and something just began to stir inside of me. And that verse reads, Ephesians 2, 14, "For he himself," it's talking about Christ, "for he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation." What has stirred in me is that little phrase, "he himself," "for he himself is our peace." And it reminded me of another scripture where that same kind of phraseology is used over in Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 through 17. And it's when Jesus was in the house of Peter's house, and his mother-in-law was there, and Jesus healed his mother-in-law, and then there were many gathered around the door, and Jesus cast out the spirits with a word, and he healed all that were sick. And let me just read what it says. It says, "When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." He himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And you know, even as I'm reading that, another passage comes to my mind. And it's from the book of Hebrews. And it's chapter 1 and verse 3 of Hebrews, speaking of Christ. It says, "Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself, purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high." What that is saying to us is that salvation is a work of God. It is a God thing. It is not a human thing. Our responsibility is to respond to what God has done in Christ. He himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He by himself purged our sins on the cross. And here in Ephesians 2:14, it says, "For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation." And that verse, Paul is talking about the kind of peace where two parties who have been at odds, they lay down their hostilities and they are reconciled, and there is now peace between those two individuals or those two nations or whatever the case may be. But that peace, Paul says, and for Paul, the great division in his world was between Jew and Gentile. But he says, "For he himself is our peace." Oh, how our faith and our Christian walk must be centered in Jesus Christ. How our faith must have Jesus himself as our goal. Not a preacher, not a church, not a ritual, not a doctrine, but in Jesus himself. He himself is our peace. And I'd like to read a little poem that was written in the early 1900s by a minister of the gospel, and he emphasized this. And the poem is called "Himself." A.B. Simpson was his name, founder of the Missionary Christian Alliance, which is quite a large denomination today. And A.B. Simpson wrote, "Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling, now it is his word. Once his gifts I wanted, now the giver own. Once I sought for healing, now himself alone. Once it was my working, his it hence shall be. Once I tried to use him, now he uses me. Once the power I wanted, now the mighty one. Once for self I labored, now for him alone. Wow, what a powerful concept. You know, in the scriptures, Jesus Christ, he's presented as the Alpha, the Omega, the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. In other words, he's all that human language can say of him and more. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, tells us that we are to run this race of life with our eyes fixed on Jesus. Wow. He himself alone is our life and our salvation. Is your faith rooted and grounded and fixed in Jesus Christ today? People may fail you. Churches may fail you. Preachers may fail you. Ah, but there is one who will never fail you. His name is Jesus. May your faith today be in He Himself alone. He is your peace. He is your salvation. God bless you. This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. A lot of books there. There's articles. Also, you can check out my books on Amazon. Eddie Hyatt, EDDIEHYATT. If you enter that in the search area on Amazon, it'll bring up all of my books. And if you'd like to email me, my email is Dr. Eddie Hyatt, DREDDIEHYATT@gmail.com. And let me know if these podcast episodes, are being a blessing to you. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another Awakening Podcast.